The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike's got the Band-Aid on his face all ready for Nelly tonight at the Phillies game.
That might have been the dumbest trend.
Yep.
I mean, no offense, Nelly, if you're listening to the show.
Well, he gave it a try. He gave it a try. He gave it a try.
Like, Nelly kind of tried to do the Spike. I mean, not Spike. Fritz, you're too young to remember Nelly early. Spike does.
Yeah.
Nelly went with the whole L. Cool J type of vibe thing,
yes,
right? Like, that was the
sexy but tough,
muscles,
jacked.
Yeah, what I was kind of getting.
Yeah, there was a little bit. Like mid-career LL Cool J, like what he developed into.
Not the early Cool J that we know when he first came in.
And he tried to make St. Louis cool. You know,
he did.
Mark McGwire put Lou on the map. Let's stop.
That was during that time, I think, right?
Yeah, they're heating up. Good run for St. Louis. That's why Scott Rolen said, I got to get to baseball heaven.
Because of Nelly.
Yeah. We're letting Nelly in the building. He took Scott Rolen from us.
And they had Sam the Entertainer.
He's a St. Louis guy. And they had the greatest show on turf.
It was during that time.
Yeah, look at this show.
St. Louis is happening at the time. By the way, something, Ozzy Osbourne passed away, 76 years old. The crazy thing was.
What?
So Ozzy has Parkinson's, was diagnosed in 2019, and they did this final show for him in England, where all these metal bands came, and they all played Black Sabbath songs, and then he couldn't stand because of the Parkinson's, but he trained so he could sit in the middle of the stage and do, I think he did four songs with Black Sabbath and three of his own songs, and that was it. And it was like, they raised money for charity in England. It was all to raise money. And that was 2 weeks ago, and he just passed away.
Man.
And man, I was watching the concert, and you could see in his face, he had this one final time where 80,000 people were all singing the words to the song.
Right.
And I was like, I was thinking to myself, thank God he got this one final one that he was able to do it. But I had no idea that he was so close to, that he was that sick 2 weeks ago. It's crazy.
The crazy thing with the Osbournes, right, is that I had heard of Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I forgot about the Osbournes,
But that's how I came to know Ozzy Osbourne was the Osbournes. That was one of the craziest reality TV shows
ever.
That damn family
was
crazy, and he was at the center of it, obviously, with his wife, man. It was, I did not expect you to say that just now.
Yeah.
I had not seen that.
Jack told me as soon as we went to break, and when I worked for YSP, I got to interview Sharon once, and I got to meet Ozzy a couple of times.
What's the daughter's name?
So the son is Jack.
Jack
I met the daughter. I'll show you a picture of me with Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne. That's who it was.
It was in my long hair days.
So, long hair. I've seen a picture of you with long hair.
Oh, I'll find it. I'll find the picture. I'll show it to you. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
And once again, Elliot did not go to that concert, but he
he went to Oasis.
Yeah, Oasis. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, by the way, real quick before we go to the phones.
Okay.
Forgot yesterday. Our childhood, yes.
Malcolm Jamal Warner,
man. Theo Huxtable, my goodness.
54, I think he was.
54, drowned. Oh, my God. That's.
Yeah, he was in Puta
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, that's where he was.
Man.
Yeah. Jeez.
Crazy, yes.
Uh-oh, you know they say it happens in threes.
In threes, yeah, seriously, yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's why when you said Ozzy Osbourne, I was like, wow, I hadn't even heard that one.
I guess when you're that old and you're that sick, it could always happen. And then I also think there's this thing that can happen where, because he knows he's never going to perform again, I wonder if you just like
as if it's
let go.
One last time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like if he was holding on and he just, so.
Man.
So God bless Ozzy Osbourne and his family. Sure. Malcolm Jamal Warner as well.
For sure.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Was what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts fair or unfair? Ike, what do you think the poll results are?
Well. Yeah. Unfair.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
What do you think the number's at?
Let's go with 75% unfair.
85. There you go.
I thought I was being high. I wasn't even high enough.
There you go.
Yes.
By the way, Ozzy would not count as one name guy. It is Ozzy Osbourne. Would not count as a one name guy.
But if you say Ozzy, you know who you're talking about.
We know who it is.
Yeah. If you say Ike, you know who it is. He's got a last name.
That's true. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus.
Hold on, would Spike count as a
no? Now here's the thing. Hold on, Corey.
Well, his last name got him here.
No, hold on. You stop it. I can't stand you.
Such an idiot.
Yeah. Now, when I was on YSP, there was no last name.
Right. It was
I was just Spike.
Yes.
Business cards just said Spike.
Yes.
Even though my dad got me the job, as Jack reminded all of us. All right, Corey, go ahead.
All right.
I mean, Ike said Cedric, so that counted him. That's a one name guy.
The Entertainer. That's three words.
That ain't no word. The Entertainer. What is that?
He was Cedric the Entertainer.
But I don't know if anybody knows him as just Cedric. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, look. So let's get on the topic at hand. So Ike was talking. I wanted to be tagged in like WWE. I was hanging on to the rope. Look, my thing was what Cam Newton had to say. I don't got a problem with what Cam Newton said. But like where he lost people is when he said top 10. Like if he would have said, he only named the five guys. Like, if he would have said, I can't put Jalen top five because of this, I don't think he would have had as much pushback. But when he said top 10, because when you look at the people he named, Jared Goff, I know ESPN did rankings.
Yes.
Tell me where Jared Goff and one of his teammates was rated. Because there was an Eagle either in front of him or behind him. His running back, Saquon was number one. His running back was either number two or number three. Our top wide receiver was number five. His was number six, so he was in the top 10. Your guy, Spike Baker Mayfield, he was in the top 10. You know who he played with? A guy who's going to the Hall of Fame. So,
who's 34, 35? I mean,
ooh, 34,
still
35.
Great. Come on, yeah. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans.
Yeah. Mike Evans, like 32.
Okay.
Yeah, but in football he's 37.
So now, see, this is what we do.
If we want to talk head-to-head, we love doing that. I mean, Baker gets the better of Jalen almost every time they play.
No,
so
but look, I don't care. See, you lump us all in together. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like, your opinion, mine is mine.
Okay.
What I'm saying is where he got his pushback. Like, when you play in a situation, that can't count against you. Right, I don't care about that. I can't deal in hypotheticals. Let me tell you why. I can speak to this, and I ain't gonna throw you out there because I know you was teammates.
No, throw me out there.
I know a guy who played who never got over the hump, but I guarantee you, if he probably wished that he played with the weapons that Peyton Manning played with on the offensive side, maybe the weapons that Ben Roethlisberger played with on the offensive side, but he never got that. But we don't say, oh, that guy is top five. He would have been better if he played with the Colts. We didn't start doing that until Jalen came around here. Like we don't do that with no other team. Like I just talked about the Lions. Like everybody told me his offensive play caller was like the best in the history. Any job he could have had. I don't hear people saying, "Oh, if I played in that Lions offense, we only do that."
Because nobody's saying that Jared Goff is a top five quarterback.
Nobody. But I didn't say top five.
Well, but do you think Jalen's top five?
We're talking about the
top. Do you think Jalen's top five?
Can you?
Do you think Jalen's top five?
I do think Jalen's top five.
Okay, so that ends up being the fight.
I'm not, but listen, if Joe Burrow in front of Jalen, you don't hear me saying you're wrong. I'm not going to say that. If you put Josh Allen in front, I'm not going. I just say I disagree with that.
Okay,
and I can argue that back and forth. But if you feel that way, I mean. What those guys do head to head, I mean, with each other and all that, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with Burrow being two. I don't got a problem with Allen being three. My only pushback is Lamar Jackson. I personally feel like hurts what he's done, what he's capable of doing, what he's seen and done is better than Lamar Jackson.
Oh, top three,
if you put him in front of hurts, I'm not going to argue with you.
Tunnel?
Yeah.
You said what?
Nah, your
phone
was
just sound like you're going through water.
Well, yeah. Why don't you give us, because your phone's going to get in it. For next question day, why don't you give us somebody who's known by only one name?
Rihanna.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Riri.
You notice it's not Rihanna.
It's not Rihanna Evans.
Yeah, there's not a
Rihanna Jackson.
Yeah, there's not another one there. Chuck. Oh, boy. Chuck and Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Need this energy. Let's go, Chuck.
Let's go, Chuck. First of all, welcome back to you guys. But in what world do Corey from Columbus keep going before Chuck from Mount Airy?
Corey was
the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, Corey was the first one to call. Corey was on the board before we even started the show.
Yeah, last week it was okay, Andrews.
You know, Chuck, I know we're in a good place, but the complaint about who's first, I don't deal well with that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I mean, I know you don't deal well with a lot of stuff I do, but I don't deal well. I'll help build this show. Rick Rob Fritz. Like,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It wouldn't be no Corey from Columbus, OK Andrews, none of them without me.
Well, OK, that's your fault then.
Yeah, they've never been banned.
Let me say this, right? You get the business, right? I'm so sick of everybody having my quarterback name in their mouth.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm sick of
it. The analysts are talking about the quarterback.
Yeah. Like,
long,
long,
deep,
my
deep
guy.
Sorry.
Get my thing off.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let me listen. So I'm sick of having you listen. It's other quarterbacks in this league to talk about. Okay. And I don't got a problem with Cam say. I don't have a problem with you say, Spike, about it. It's not what you say. It's the disrespect of not putting a guy top 10 in the league when he plays something like you in the league. And people said that Cam couldn't throw the football, but he overcame the odds and became an MVP. So how are you going to come at Jalen this way and not even put him in the top 10? It's mad disrespectful, Spike. And you talking about he's not being disrespectful? He's more disrespectful than Chris Sims. This is an African-American quarterback who plays similar to how this guy play, and you're going to sit up here and not even have him in your top 10. But that's fine, Spike. That's fine. Because I'm going to tell you why, right? We got a guy by the name of T.O. Bear Owens, who came to the defense of Jalen Hurts. And this is why he's the greatest wide receiver in football ever.
All he's because doing that guy, for is to get at Donovan. Let's be honest.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm sure not. Yeah.
And it's like what he said, though, later. I mean, in his heart, he's really an Eagle. You know what I mean? He with the 49ers, T.O. didn't really appreciate him like that. They appreciate him, but Jerry Rice is always going to be king over there. But here, I guarantee he wish he played more years here. And that's why I love him, because he came at Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Nobody else had enough guts, including you and Jack, to say anything bad about Cam Newton. Sorry ass.
I don't care about Cam Newton.
You know what I mean? You guys want to sit there and keep talking about my quarterback when you got Lamar Jackson who can't get over the hump. You know what I'm saying? You got Josh Allen who can't even beat Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about Joe Burrow. Let's talk about Mahomes, who had a god-awful Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Any quarterback out here get a pass through the whole offseason. But you want to keep an MVP, somebody's so name, and get mouth that won a Super Bowl, and that's an MVP-winning quarterback. You know what I'm saying? In your mouth, who've been in two Super Bowls. God, y'all eat his name up like he's a decent watch. And I'm telling you guys, it ain't even fair.
You know why they do it? It's because of people like you. If I was a national analyst, all I would do is rank Jalen lower to get you all riled up, because all you guys do is cry. Give us somebody who's known only by one name.
It's not fair, man. You know what, Spike? Here's the thing, right? Before I give you that name.
Yeah.
Just try for once, right?
Yeah.
For once.
Yeah.
Understanding why this guy is what he is.
Okay.
He's a winner at every level, Jalen
okay.
Hurts.
All right.
Whether you like it or not, college. And he's been in two Super Bowls,
okay.
not one.
All right.
Two of them.
Okay.
He's about to win a second ring this year.
Okay.
Thor.
All right.
Thor is my one guy.
Thor. Thor's not a real guy, but good. Good play. That's not a real guy.
Does that have to be a real person?
Well, I don't know. Does it? We're opening the door to a very big window of people, especially superheroes and comic book people.
Well, like Superman can't count, right?
Why not?
Thor counts. Superman, nah. Batman, no. Thor's interesting.
All right. 215-592-9494. Jack, why don't you tell everybody where now National Plants Warehouse, that's three
words. That's three names.
Yeah.
But it's the one place you got to go for your for all of your appliance needs. And, you know, the most important thing when you are in the market for appliances is, of course, appliances. And National Appliance Warehouse, they have over 100 brands displayed beautifully in their 15,000 square foot showroom. They have every major brand, including highly sought after Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove. And if you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse and you're wondering, when should I get down there? When should I get down there?
Now!
Christmas in July savings event is going on now. Christmas in July. What is better than that? You can experience Price Assure, which is, again, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. You also have Tax Free Delaware and, of course, Christmas in July. But on top of all that, a fantastic service team there to take care of you. They do installation, delivery. They'll answer all of your questions. And did you know that right now, if you purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero Wolf and Cove appliance package and choose 3 years of additional warranty or a rebate up to $2,500, click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today.
Don Fritz sent you.
As always, Don Fritz sent you.
Okay. So this morning, two weeks ago, we had Fritz versus DeCamera 2.
Yeah.
And Jack dominated Joe, took control, we believe, of the five-event thing. We have tennis remaining, which will happen next week, and then running, and then basketball. This morning, I didn't hear this until now. You know, Jack texted me. I got a few tweets about Joe talking about an injury he had. Now, I want to be clear. All Joe did in the baseball thing is run to first base three times. That's it.
Right.
90 feet, three times.
Right.
Here's what Joe said.
Announcement number one. The challenge for me has gotten harder and injury has set in.
Oh, no.
Announcement number one. An MRI has confirmed injury.
Oh, no.
So if you remember when I ran in baseball, I ran not so well. Whether it was in those moments of running to first base or a pre-existing situation that led me to look so ridiculous to running to first base, there is a little bit of an undetermined element of what is going on. Doctor's trying to figure it out. I was in his office for 3 hours yesterday.
Oh, my God.
But it is
horrible.
Not the
what?
Issue from 6 years ago, which you might remember as
groin
tear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there are
we all sadly remember the groin tear.
But, John, there is some tearing. There also is a belief from the doctor that it may, the next couple of weeks will determine this, may be a hip issue that with me not being like normally aligned is what leads to injury. Like, I might not be properly aligned, and that might be why I get hurt so frequently. We're trying to figure that out. Know this.
You're saying you're put together poorly?
Yes. Yesterday, I had, ladies and gentlemen, to endure a big needle jammed into my groin area.
Oh, God. Not the first for you either.
Not the first. So announcement number one is there is an injury.
Is that cortisone? Like, what?
Some kind of something. Steroid, whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
But shoot me up, Doc!
And surgery may be required.
Oh, no. Not again.
But we're trying to figure that out.
Okay. All right. So when this whole thing started, we knew it was ridiculous because Joe is a poor athlete.
Yes.
I'll give Joe credit. For a poor athlete, he does shoot free throws well. Like,
don't have to move.
You know, those sort of hand-eye coordination things he can figure out that you repeat over and over again. He's good at pop a shot, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Don't have to move.
But as an athlete, the reason him challenging Jack was so absurd is because we all knew he could not physically hold up in a five-event competition.
Yep.
Now we are in the unfortunate situation where we are tied and he is talking about injury. So this does one of two things. One, it gives him an excuse to lose.
Yeah.
When this was part of why he was going to lose in the first place.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yep, I'm with you.
And then, or he just says, well, we can't go on any further and we're tied.
Yeah, this is bad.
So here's what's got to happen with the camera. He's either got to shut up about the injury, or he's got to quit. What I will not accept as Jack's representation in this is the competition being called off because of injury and it ends 0-0.
Nah.
Either we are running through the finish line, even if it gets delayed 3 months, I don't care, or Joe is saying on the air, I quit.
Mm. Wow.
Play or quit.
Wow.
This whole thing.
I like it.
Well, it's true,
like it.
Though. It's like this,
it.
This whole thing.
It's kind of a weasel way here.
Yes.
You're going about this thing weaselly here.
Yeah, it's like.
I don't like this.
The whole thing where, oh no, he got injured, that was part of the calculus for all of this, is why he shouldn't be doing it.
Well, and here's the other thing.
It's why he's so foolish. And he always ran. I saw him run it at Dream Week or whatever. He's always running
fantasy
like
camp.
This. Fantasy
well,
camp.
Well,
yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the flaw in his sort of I don't know what the hell that was, announcement or whatever he's trying to do there. A, your injury didn't occur during the last event.
No, he said he's been injured previously or whatever it was.
No.
Yeah.
I was with him in a golf tournament.
Oh, right. Yes.
So he's played in a golf tournament since the baseball event.
Really?
Yes.
So he was in an athletic competition after the baseball event.
Last week.
Oh.
Yes. I was there with him.
Yeah. I want to hear no mas. That's when I'm going to hear from Joe. I quit.
This
no mas.
Idea that, first of all, no one takes a shot in the groin. Let me just get that out of the way.
Then why is that?
I don't know why it isn't. I just know it doesn't happen.
All right.
You feel me?
Sure.
Who wants to take a shot in the groin?
Well, Joe.
No, we're talking about a needle.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's taking a needle down there? For this.
For this. That's the other.
For this. It's not. I mean, I took a needle in the ass because I was getting paid six figures to go down there and kill somebody on a football field.
Yeah, not to play jack and tennis.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're not buying the injury.
Of course I'm not buying that nonsense. He may be injured. He damn sure didn't spend 3 hours in a doctor's office. That's what damn sure.
Yeah, was he in the waiting room? What was he doing for 3 hours?
Are you kidding me? And then how injured did he have to be? What were you doing to get that? By the way, I played in this golf tournament after my knee was the size of a grapefruit.
Yes.
You guys actually saw my injury.
Right.
I actually came to work every day limping, multiple doctor visits, everything else.
We know damn well there was nothing grapefruit-sized in Joe's groin.
So, and I'm older.
You are? I'm way older.
So I'm just saying. Come on, Joe. Joe, this is not good, Joe.
No.
This is not good, Joe.
And by the way,
I had a little bit of respect for you in this whole thing.
What doctor needs 3 hours? I'll tell you what. Save your money and your time with a doctor. Come into me in a room. I'm going to say, Joe, you're a disaster, and you'll go home. And like everything will be figured
save
out.
Save you money, everything else.
I can see that you're a disaster.
The camera.
Dude, this is unbelievable.
He's ready to bail out after two events.
Say that
he knows this is about to get bad.
Yes. But that's what he's trying.
He's trying to save face.
Yep. Two words. I quit.
Boo.
Just quit.
Come on, the camera.
Otherwise, shut up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about any of this.
Yeah, you got to go out. Yeah, you're either going out on your sword or you're going out by saying I quit.
Yes. Tail between the legs.
Yeah.
Scamper off.
One way
groin first as you run. All right.
Groin first. I did that just for you.
Yeah, I saw Jack light up when you said that.
Just for him.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles report to camp today. Elliot Shore Parks is with us. The training camp stats start tomorrow. We will talk about all the battles that are going to happen in camp. We will continue the Jalen conversation. Also, I want to ask Elliot about something he did during Quarter Century Week as well.
I thought you were going to ask, did he do something during his vacation?
Oh, well, they talk about that as well.
Yeah. The Ben thing?
Oh, that as well. I don't want to argue with him.
Yeah, we don't probably yell at him about that.
That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.